Teacher, if you burn it outside, if you're a shegeg, or you're forced, you made a mistake, that's your potter. Rashi says, Lachi Drex Adol Kanim, Kol Ahu Degani V'Nichlusor, whoever says the word Ahu by Chorus, Kishi Yoshin Navi Yoshin, it means, when you have Chorus, only if you're there completely, you're Badaitai. For the honest, and if you're being forced to do it, for a shegeg, Me'ilav, or Mutar, somebody else tricks you into it. So this is the potter teacher, that Chorus is only the measured light, and not the shegeg. So I need the word Ahu for this purpose. That's why by law I say even two is chayif. So the Gemara Yochi is so Hachinamim Boilei Lamute Shogeg Umutor. And so by Shchita also said the same thing. The word Ahu is not teaching me that only one shechet is chayif and not two, but maybe it's teaching me Yoni Chayif Chorus if you do it amazing and not if you're a shogeg or an honest. Gemara says Shrei Yehuksiv. By Shchita says two times the word Ahu. So true, one is to teach us that you only have cause to make it and not to show you, and the second one is only if one does the shkita and not if two. So the Gemara of Yel is so La Hashem normally. How come Attacker says the word La Hashem La Shkita? You're telling me that from the read word Ish Ish, even though you shrecht about who it's the shame of another person. So Yechai is, so why does the person say the word La Hashem? So when it says Lo Haitzi, Soyem Ashaleach, comes to exclude the Soyem Ashaleach. That even though Matkhilim, when they made the girl, the Makadish, the Kohen Gadol was Makadish the two serum, they had the Shem Kedusha on it, already if you take it outside and shecht it, there's no Issa Kor for Shkut Echut. Since it's not Lashem, there's not only to be burnt, to be brought on the Mizbeach, rather the Sariah Mishlech and Yantiyat is meant to throw over the cliff. That's the extra part of Lashem, that you would not be chayin for Shkut Echut, and you saw you HaMishaleach. Well, the Mishnah says, Chayin Bahaloh, that by burning Bachut, you chayin even if two do it together. Tell me about it. What the price of this? Ish ish. The person says ish ish. Matam lem. What's the chiddush here? Bahalo. The rabbi shnayin shoch to be either the helu shechayovim. So if two people take the piece of meat outside and burn it together, they're both chayif kores. Because otherwise, without the extra posik, shiyochu. I would have thought this like this. Well, ledinu rilis esvara. Ledinu. Ma ha shoychet mehegid. Shechayiv. Ma despite shkut echut. Even if you have in mind your success for another person, yechayiv. If two people make the shkita together, we dash and ready from the word Ahu. To say that only one is chayiv and not two. If so, hamala lehedi shapata. If somebody has a kachin outside and he burns it, l'shem his own sake for eating it, that his pot is not chayiv kores. Only if you do it l'shem gavoyam, his enadin isn't the first to say shishneim shach tupurim. That if two people burn it together, they should also be potter. Just like shkut echut is chayiv two together. Who would in Allah's chutz should be put two together? And if we say no, Tom Lem, the Pasuk says, Ish Ish, this is Rabbi Shimon, it says the word Ish Ish, here's the words of Rabbi Shimon. The Rabbi Yeshim of Ish says, Hahu Echod Fuleshnayim. So the Rabbi Yeshim holds no, even by our law, it says the word Ahu, to teach us Echod Fuleshnayim, only if one person burns it, Bachut is Yichayiv, and not if two do it together. It's not come to teach us that two is chayiv, avad only one is chayiv. So Rabbi Shimon, what does it do with the word ahu? Hay ahu mi boilei, the mutra we had before, shared his honor to mutra, that it's teaching us when you chayiv chorus, you do it amazing, and that's the shaykh you are misled. So Rabbi Yosi, mehu, Hahu, Yeshi says, why not two things? He could have said the word who. And he says, Hahu, the one to teach us B'dayt, he's only had cars amazed. The second one is only one and not two. Rabbi Shimon, Hu Hahu, Leidor, she knows not, there's no two Joshua's here. It's only one Joshua for the word Hahu that only teaches that Mutor is Potter. But Enochanami, if two people do it together, that's the read of Ish Ish, that they're both Chayiv. Now, Rabbi Yeshi, Midahai is Ish-Dibetor of Rosh Hashem, since Bahal Lord Chutz, he told Yoni Chayiv 1, and Ish-Ish is just some Dibetor of Rosh Hashem, that's why it's Dibetor of Rosh Hashem. Ish-Ish Nami, Dibetor of Rosh Hashem, who had been by Shkit also. Ish-Ish is not a Ribri, it's just Dibetor of Rosh Hashem. Since so, V'yala Shrechet Lehegit Minoah de Chayiv, how does the Jason not shine the Mishnah then, that by Shkit of Chutz, if you shecht the same Yom private use, but also Yichayiv? We said before from the word ish ish The course of Yosef is not extra. How do you know this? Gemara says, Nasgulein, Midan Yechosha Lishahu, Dam Shofech, Yafil Hashrech Lish. He learns up next to the word, Midan Yechosha Lishahu, Pashut Echut. Even though Yoni Mechav and Lishahu, Yoni Shekta, for that one person, still there'll be an Issa, Shut Echut. That's a pshat from Rabbi Yosi. Then the Chanani, he does not dash at the word Ishish. Ishish is different term of Lashem Leyodem, and he goes even by a lawyer's chut, only Chayiv one, and not a two people to do it. Now the Mishnah said, another Machloikia said, Hele, the Chos of the Hele. In a case where you took out a piece of meat and burned it, you forgot, you remember, you took out another piece, so the Machloikia said, Chayiv 2-3, or Chos of Yesh, you only Chayiv 1. So I'm going to Shlokas. The Shlokas says like this. Machloikia, where's the Machloikia in the Mishnah, the Dalad Vehe Yivorim, where you're burning four or five different limbs of the carbon. So Marasava, the Shimon holds, Kik, if last place, I say. When do we say Yechad if you burn the carbon outside? Allah Shalom, that you only had if you burn the whole thing. Allah Shalom Uchayiv. Zayn Echayiv Allah Chosar, that you're not burning, you're not Chayiv on part of it. Kol Dehema Siv. It goes on the whole Dehema. Therefore, Rabbi Yosi says, when Yechayiv Allah Chos, only if you burn the whole Dehema. So each Eivah by itself, you're not Chayiv until you burn the whole thing. Or Ma'asar, or Shimon doesn't know, call Eidah the Eidah Ksiv, and each Eidah by itself you chayiv. As long as you burn the whole Eidah, the whole heart, you be chayiv for that. Then you burn the whole liver, you chayiv for that. Aval Eidah Echad, Tiriyaku Leine Chayiv, Elo Achas. Rashi says, Eidah Echad means if you burn the rest of the korban, you had one Eidah left over, and if Eidah you burn pieces, part and part, everybody holds you only chayiv one, because I call upon it for that one Eidah, you only chayiv if you burn the whole Eidah. Yes, that's the means. That's what Rosh Chodesh learned. For Rabbi Yechon says, Rabbi Yechon Omar, Machlokes Beiver Rechad. Even by one Eiver, it's Machlokes. The Mas Sava Mutzirei Penim. Shechosu. If you made the Shechitus Penim, and then you go into burn it outside, you have part of it. Zeva Bachut Chayiv. Enechram. Even on one Eiver, on part of the Eiver Yechayiv. Or Mas Sava Rabbi Yechon no Potter. That even though it was a shkutis penim, but now when you're burning the eifer outside, you only chayiv if you burn the whole eifer. On part of the eifer, so you potter. So if you took out three and four parts of that one eifer, you only chayiv one. As of a dalad eivorim, let's say they burnt outside four or five different eivorim, then divrei hakol chayiv kol eifer the eifer. Even if Yosef would agree, you chayiv on each eifer separately. That's what Rabbi Yechonah learned. Oh, pligi dula miyagi ranula. The Yom Unum says like this, Akum, as everybody agrees, the Muktiray Penim. In the case where the Tchitu was done inside, Shechosu, and then they took it outside and they Tehelu, Bachut Shechayiv. But even though you burn only part of the Yezer, everybody holds Yechayiv. The Nechlaku, where's the Machlekis? And the Muktiray Chutz, where the Tchitu was done outside, Shechosu, then part of the Eber was missing. Then the Bachut, the Master of the Master of the Chayiv. The Chon Tab Yech, Niyaj is Anula. Because according to Rabbi Yechon, the Machlokes is even by Muktiray Penim. Rabbi Yosi feels even though the Shechitah was done in Penim, when you take it outside to burn it, you only chayiv if you burn the whole Eiver. If you only burn part of the Eiver, then you potter. He could hear me something like this. Amar Unu says, Hakom, everybody agrees, the Muktiray Chutz, where you made the Shechitah Chutz, and then Shechosu, part of the meat was missing then when you burned it outside the Chutz, Shupotter. Everybody holds there, you potter. By chut, you have to burn the whole thing. The nechuk, where the machlokes, and the muktzei penim. This will come a good look at Yechonon. And the machlokes says, where the shechita was done, the penim, inside. Shechosu, now part of the meat is missing. The elab chut, and you burn it outside. The mass of the pot, if you see hold, here's through your pot, you only chayiv if you burn the whole thing. Well, mass of the shemin says, no chayiv. That you would be chayiv, that's why it says you chayiv four or five times on each part of it. It's a special ma'isa halor, you'd be chayiv, provided like we said, that you first forgot, then you realized it, then you forgot again and did it over again. Even though each time you only burnt part of the eiver, but since it was a muktzei penim, the shechita was done the penim, for Shimon holds, there's no din, it has to be shalom. For each part, any part of the halor, any kezayis, of burning outside, you'd be chayiv. Well, please get Abu Dishmul, Alish Nekam Adula. And Abu Dishmul argues on the first lesson of Ula. Why? Yom Avu Dishmul, Kaman Madrin and Poikim Magabi Mizbeach. Lachas, when you're burning a carbon and a piece of meat falls off the Mizbeach, What do we have to put it back on again? Command the likes of Yasi, that's not like Rabbi Yasi. So ask yourself that this is not like Rabbi Yasi. The Chizun did the Tanim, the Neach Tereninu, he holds that in the Tanim, if part of the meat of the carbon comes off the Mizbeach, there's a mitzvah to put it back, the Yafagav the Chosru, even though the mice is missing a piece, it's only part of the Eivor, part of the meat that came off the Mizbeach. If he holds the mitzvah to put it back, it's sold then by Chutz Nanim Mechayiv. He should even be chayv if you burn a half of the neder b'chutz. Why? Because that's muktzei panim. So, Avu the Shmuel that says there's a mitzvah to burn it is not like Rabbi Yosi, because according to Rabbi Yosi, he holds here that even though the chit was done b'pnim, when you burn it outside, it has to be sholem and not a part of the eder. So, just to synthesize, Avu the Shmuel says that his halach is not like Rabbi Yosi. You see clearly where is the machlekes. Machlekes is by muktzei panim. When you burn it outside, are you chayiv on an eder, chaser or not? So that's not like the first lashon of Ula. The first lashon of Ula was that everybody else you have to have a whole eder. So clearly you see that's not the way Ula learns. Because here we see the machlokes says even by an eder, if it's chaser, it's obinis alois chutzanat. The current of Yosi Yefoter, the current of Shimon, even in one eder, a chaser it's missing, still the binis of alois chutz. Then it says ben chayiv atziyala, agabi mizbeach. Omer Afuna, my time with Rabbi Yosi, the Sivi, even Erech Mizbeach Hashem, you see, even Bachutz is called the Mizbeach, you have to make Mizbeach. Omer Rabbi Yosi, my time with Rabbi Shem, the Sivi, the Ikech Menoich has Gleizim, the Yasamin Chaviyal, Allah Tzur, Hashem, Masha Bachutz is not just put on the top of a rock. I, Vidach Nam, is a Sivi, even Mizbeach, and says, even Mizbeach Hashem, who Gavoya Ba'alma does mean a real Mizbeach, it just means something high, practical, to burn on top of something high. Vidach Nam, you have Sivi, Ikech Menoich, Arosh Shah Isa, there was just Arosh Shah to put Allah Tzur. So it could be really, it has to be a Mizbeach. Your boy is saying, I don't have Rav Shimon, I don't have Rav Shimon, is that such a way? All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on with over the rest tomorrow here on the next tape. We're holding on the Kuf Tes on the bottom. So we'll go over the rest tomorrow again. The last two dots is that says the Mishnah Machloikis Ve'enechai Va'atshiyalam Agavya Mizbeach. Then the Mishnah Mehera Machloikis, where is the Yisrael Haloi Chutz? That Rabbi Yosi said, Yoni Chayiv, unless you put it on top of a Mizbeach. And Shimon said, no, Afilu Hela, Allah Sela, Oyel Evan, even if you put it on top of the stone, Yichayiv, Halo Yechutz. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Huna, my time with Rabbi Yosi, what's Rabbi Yosi's for that he says it has to be Agabi HaMizbeach? Yes, think what the Pesach says, Vayiv and Neach Mizbeach Lashem, and Neach Gold Mizbeach Lashem. And Avad, this Mizbeach, was on a bomit, it was a bomit Yochidim. Rashi brings down, so we see from over here that even a bomas yochid is only called a bomo if it was made agav yamizbeach. Therefore, shkutei chutz also has to be done agav yamizbeach. Now, Omer Rabbi Yechonin says, my time with Rabbi Shimon, what's Rabbi Shimon's reason that he says no, even agav yitzur agav yevin? There's a pasuk in Shoftim that says, v'yikach menoich es gedih reizim, v'yasamincha v'yal ala tzur l'ashem. And he brought on the bomas yochid wheel on a tzur. He brought his korban ala tzur, like Rashi says on the stone. It means, "V'loy binyim mizbech without making a mizbech l'shem kach." So korban lay halo, and so the pasuk says, "Vayal he brought it up." Mashma is called halo even on gabi tzur, even on top of a rock. So at the Gemara, v'idach nami v'oksiv v'yim mizbech l'shem. I have to cash in the b'shim, and so the pasuk says, "Noyach build a mizbech." Mashma, that's the only time it's called halo chutz. And says, no, Hahu, Goyva Biyamo, that Shah was his son, made it, he was elevated. As he just said, Chedera Koloris, she a Neuf Eshtamish, that should be easy to use. For learning the Chavis Mizbeach, not that it had to be a Chavis Mizbeach, just practically talking, made a little bit higher, easy to burn that way. So the more of Edech Nami, Yitzchashin of Yasi, who said the Postal says, Yikach Menoyach, the Mashi made her law, even though it was not a Chavis Mizbeach, so my answer is that Yasi will hold. There was a special psakalocha, and if not, really it has to be Agav Yamizbeach. By Menoich, with a special Roy Shor, he did at that time and not forever. The boy said another reason I feel like this, the reason Rabbi Shimon is, Kizutanya, like we're not like this. Rabbi Shimon says, Mizbeach, Pesach HaYamayid. Says Lashon of the Mizbeach is Pesach HaYamayid. But there's no mizbeach outside. the din of the mizbeach is only in the penim, only in the base of midrash from the mishkan to yasav the mizbeach. Both you say, like, bring your korbanos there, but do not bring it outside, mashm outside, any place you chayiv. The figure, therefore, hel al astel or el ezen chayiv, even if you bring it outside on a stone or a rock, still you chayiv. For the Gemara, yotzmi boilei. Gemara is the question, yotzmi boilei. What are you telling me now? That you bring it on a astel or outside you chayiv, like why you chayiv? Adilab, you should be yotzmi. In other words, on the mizbeach, the pinim inside, you need a mizbeach. But any time you shecht outside, mashal by heter avamis, you do not need a mizbeach. It's enough a stone. So Adarab should have said that you yotza on a stone outside. So Moshe Zohar Kolman, this is what the Brisa meant to say. Lafikach therefore b'shach iser avamis. In a case where you're making an iser shchita chutz, Allah chutz, is man iser avamis, then hela ala stela el evan chayiv. That even if you just burn it on a stela el evan, also you chayiv. In other words, where is the mizbeach? Only in the penim, pesach or mayid. But chutz, manashach, if it's a bomba that's chutzah, you do not need a mizbeach. And where there's an iser, habomis, and if I'm then halo is chutz is chayiv, even agabi, even agabi tzur. That's the story of Shimon. Now the Gemara says, Bor Rabbi Yossi, Bor Rabbi Yossi Shailah, Bor Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, Karen, that the hour mizbeach has to have a corner to it. The kevet need a plank going up, the yisur, the foundation, Reboot has to be a perfect square. Mao Shiakib Abama. What would the law according to Rabbi Yossi that you have to have a Bama, you have to have a Mizbech by a Mama? Are all these Tanoim Makib also or not? So, Omale Rabbi Yimi, Rabbi Yimi said this. Tani learned clearly that Karen Vikevet Rabu Avi Yisai Maksim Babama Gedolo, but the Ain Miyasim Babama Katana. Clearly, that it is a law of Bama Katana. Whether it's man heter abomis or man isra abomis, it does not need these tanoim. A mizbech, even according to the Yisrael, means anything. Anything that's elevated is built, but it does not have to have these things. The keren, the keves, the revu, and Yisrael. That's only by abomis gedolim. Like she says, ask noise giving, show you abomis tiba. The koshkein shila beis lamin needs it, but by abomis yochid, whether it's a heter abomis or isra abomis, it does not have to be a real revuah. It's not any mizbech. Any gaiva is okay.